Good morning, friends. I retired recently from active duties of the Honpa Honganji. Thank you, the audience of this radio broadcast, for listening to my humble messages for the past many years. I have chosen as my topic this morning, enjoy metta, loving kindness. As Buddhism becomes more and more popular among many people in America, we, Jodo Shin Buddhists, are introduced to new words and concepts that have not been taught in traditional Jodo Shinshu. But the meanings of such words are within Jodo Shin teaching. Metta is such a word. How plain and simple this word is. Spelled simply M-E-T-T-A, this Buddhist term means loving kindness in English. Metta is important component of the concept of compassion. Ordinary kindness is sometimes practiced, other times it is not acted out. Act of kindness is not constant in human acts, in thoughts, words, and deeds. We think that we should be kind to a certain people, expecting that they become kind to us. But metta, loving kindness, is constant. Buddhists try to relate to others with a strong wish for their welfare and happiness. Just as a mother gives her own life to protect a child, so metta only gives and never wants anything in return. This idea of metta is becoming popular in this country now. How in Shin Buddhism do we practice metta in our Nembutsu life? How shall we rediscover that in our teaching? In Jodo Shin Buddhist life, it is you that becomes kind to others. But your true and genuine intent to be kind to others is derived from the great compassion of Amida Buddha. If your kindness is based on this deep wish of Amida Buddha that saves all beings, it becomes spontaneous and powerful. Especially in facing a difficult health problem, or even approaching death of a family, it is important to understand that Amida Buddha's compassionate vow has been accomplished, and it is directed to us through the name Namo Amida Butsu. In happiness, we recite the name of Amida, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Then we, the members of Jodo Shinshu, receives strength through which we take care of the family member who is ill or approaching death with loving kindness. And one of the responsibilities of temple ministers and leaders is to share Amida's compassion with the members of the Nembutsu Ohana. If you have your own family approaching death at home or at nursing home, would you contact a temple minister for assistance? May I relate to you one such case? About 3 years ago, I received a phone call from a lady asking for a minister to visit her 92-year-old mother at a private care home in Aiea. At the care home, the daughter told me that the mother had been under hospice care for her stomach problem. She had had high fever due to her heavy constipation. The doctor related to the family that the mother would not make it too long. The daughter asked me to see the mother for spiritual guidance and for an appreciation service, a service that is conducted before one expires. When I arrived at the care home, The lady was lying down on her bed with her eyes closed. She was not able to speak any words. I first thanked the lady for working hard for the community for many years. Then I related to her that she was not merely going to pass away. I reminded her that her life was just like a stream of water. I said, "Your life as a stream of water is not going to disappear. It is going to enter the ocean, the vast, deep, and clean ocean water." As you know, Shinran compared human minds and hearts to the waters, and the ocean water that receives all waters to the mind and heart of great compassion. So, I told the lady, "Please be comfortable with a warm and gentle mind and heart, the great compassion of Amida, which is called Amida-sama." In gratitude for Amida's compassion, I decided to chant the sutra. "I will chant the sutra, okay?" I said. In chanting an okyo, we thank Amida Buddha for boundless compassion. With these words, I slowly chanted Jusege, the promises of the Buddha, followed by Nembutsu, repeated 5 to 6 times. To the daughter who was grieving by the mother's bedside, I explained that human love has its own limitation, but being connected to Buddha's compassion, it becomes enduring. "So, will you keep on taking care of your mother?" I asked her, and she nodded her head. In the afternoon of the following day, the daughter gave me a phone call to tell me about a drastic change in the mother's condition. The mother, who was always lying down on the bed with her closed, began to sit up on the bed with a smile on her face. According to the care home staff, the lady had gotten rid of her heavy constipation night before. The high fever was gone, and she started to recover her health. The daughter was so happy about how the mother's condition improved. And today, the lady is doing fine at home, almost 3 years after the critical incident. The daughter continues to take care of the mother with the assistance of hired caregivers. The daughter's care is metta, loving kindness. What I was able to do for the lady was not special. Seeing the lady was critical, I just related to her with metta, loving kindness, the presence of Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. The ocean of Amida's great compassion received the lady's whole being, nurtured spiritual contentment and comfort, and it positively affected her physical side, and she regained her health. We are not saved at the moment of death. We attain salvation or liberation at the moment of realizing the power of Amida's primal vow here and now. Then we receive spiritual contentment, peace of mind, and this may affect one's physical condition. The section 4 of Shinshu Pledge says, "I rejoice in the compassion of the Buddha. I will respect and help others and do my best for the welfare of humankind. Determined to attain birth in the Buddha land of peace here and now, let us enjoy metta, loving kindness with members of the Nembutsu Ohana and the community. If you want Honganji Minister to see your aging parents or grandparents at home or at a care home, please contact the temple and ask for the compassionate care. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.